Get over here!
The podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingWiz.com.
What broke him down? Was it
just the body punch?
I was hitting him with body punch and I heard him asking, he was crying in there. You're saying your big group crying? Why you never hit him yet? When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingWiz.com.
So you knew you had him by that
Absolutely,
time.
Absolutely, but I knew you were cuffing and taking those punches.
DBLC Productions.
Making
women
gestures like,
let's go, Jay. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. Another live fight chat as we are here for DAZN's coverage of the World Boxing Super Series in the Super Middleweight Division. The finals have come. George St. Groves walking to the ring, challenger Callum Smith waiting. The setting looks great in Saudi Arabia. I'm actually very happy to be watching this since we've always done headlines like, oh, is Pacquiao and Mayweather going to fight in, you know, in Abu Dhabi? Well, someone is actually fighting in Saudi Arabia, right? Someone's actually on that side of the world putting on a big show. And this looks like a big show down to the production and the lighting. World Boxing Super Series getting total credit for a magnificent show thus far. Both men are lit up on pedestals that have lights at the bottom. The light show has commenced. And before I continue to fluff them up and the fight starts, let me go ahead over to my co-host, Mike.
Deontay Wilder was capable of, and I think I proved that tonight, man. I don't want nobody to doubt me no more. Come with me, ride with me, slide with me, hide with me, whatever we gotta do, baby.
You wanna be king, gotta claim that shit. I'm talking about all what they hate. When you put on a mink, gotta creep down the stage.
Yo, 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 what's going on, man? George Groves, Kevin Smith. Oh, setting looks nice. The World Boxing Super Series, I always have that kind of stage and look going. Love the light show, and I love the fact that they brought in Prince Hamed and Evander Holyfield too. So, great production so far, and just ready for the fight.
Yeah, man. I mean, Prince Nassim Hamed. From what I've been listening, because I've been watching this since 1 o'clock. They've been saying that this is the first fight in Saudi Arabia. So, you know, the prince is very proud of that, and he hasn't even been able to do that. So, good for the Saudi Arabians over there, you know what I mean? It's a good fight for us boxing fans. Both men now in the ring. Light show is over, and I hope we don't have to sit through all the fucking, you know.
I'm gonna
go make coffee if it's about this. This is the life they're trying to put me through.
I got Callum Smith kneeling down in his corner right now saying a prayer. Big shout out to Coogan for going all out, you know what I'm saying, with the whole attire and like everything. Big shout out to him.
What? Oh, Coogan's out there?
Yeah, yeah. He got on like one of those outfits that like the guys in the white with the red. I don't know what to call it, so I don't want to be disrespectful, but with the red little Drake going down the whatever little thing on the head.
Well, I don't think anyone got the slightest idea what you're talking about. No, I'm joking. If you're watching the telecast, you definitely know. You definitely know. I was about to say, isn't it called? And then I ain't going to do it.
Hajib, something like that?
I don't know. Man, don't get me to guessing. I ain't guessing.
I know Nike.
I'm here to watch a fight. That's all I know.
I know Nike had a big little campaign about it a couple months ago because this lady, she was a fencer or whatever in the Olympics, and she wanted to wear it. So Nike made her one, and they got like a little backlash for it.
Mm. Well, I guess we're not getting any. Oh, damn! I'm very behind you. I got Callum Smith kneeling now. Holy shit!
Refresh that shit right quick, because I had to refresh mine when he said Callum Smith carrying around that belt. I was like, I ain't even seen a belt yet.
How do you refresh it?
I just refreshed the browser.
Yeah, I'm not on the computer. I'm streaming from my app to my TV.
Oh, shit. Exit out and then like go back in. And I don't know, bro.
Yo, you hating right now.
I could pause it, you know what I'm saying? And,
yeah, well, I just exit out. I'm going to try.
Ain't no pause.
Yeah, I'm trying to link up again, see what happens.
I got the ring announcer talking. Just to give you a point of reference.
See where I'm at. Damn, rough start to the fight, Chad. That's why I like to come in a little late when they already in the ring, almost about to throw punches. I get that. I got that DAZN spinning wheel of death.
I hate that motherfucker.
All right, so now I got Callum Smith. Excuse me, Liam Smith holding up Callum's.
Write that together. Write that together now.
Holding up Callum's wooden belt.
Diamond belt, man. Be respectful. Be respectful, man.
Shit made out of wood. Benavidez, the real champion of that division. Get out of here.
They said it's made out of wood.
Yo, WBC be getting money out of these cats, man. That's boy. He paid for that shit, too.
So did Dillian White. He still got his.
Wowing. Straight wowing. If you're watching this, you're live with us. You're tuned in to catch this Callum Smith taking on the champion, WBA, George St. Groves, the proven one. Yo, you know what? I've been watching all of the zone build up to this, and it's like, whoa. I think Callum Smith is the pick. What's the betting line? Like, who's the favorite?
I think George was like a slight favorite, like in the 100s, but it's a close fight. Yeah, just George, based off George Groves.
George coming off an injury, though. He had a shoulder injury. Remember in the Eubank fight, he can't even use that shoulder for like the last round. I just hope. Damn, I'm getting mad spinning wheels. What up, DAZN? Get your shit together. I just hope. Oh, wow. Now I'm getting like sped up feed, too. They're trying to catch up. 28 wins, 20 KOs, 3 stoppages, both by 2 coming from my man Carl Froch, right?
Yeah. And the other one come from Badu Jack.
Oh, yeah. I remember that Badu Jack. Remember that fight.
By the jack of motherfucker.
This is also a step up for Callum. Like, yo, he's taller, he's longer, he's younger, but it's a step up. No experience, no pro experience. You know, he ain't been on that level. Like, Groves learned from that Carl Froch fight. You know what I'm saying? Then he really showed that he could bounce back with the Chudinov win. You know, while I don't rank Chudinov like crazy high, you know, he was still a guy out there that was said to be good, and Groves kind of put it on him, you know what I'm saying? But here we are.
Round one.
Touch gloves. Oh, shit. You got your L. I forgot mine.
Yeah, I'm coming out. George Groves, Callum Smith, both of us stalking each other. Not much action right now. They're filling each other out. Callum Smith with a jab, double jab. He's pawing with the jab now. George Groves just stalking, waiting his turn.
Yo, I'm tight, bro. You know what? That means that, like, I'm still behind you. Like, George Groves still jumping in the corner right now, bro.
I'm at 228.
How is that even possible?
Try to refresh it one last time, brother.
Yeah, shit, whack, bro.
That's how it was last time for me. I can pause it, you know what I'm saying? Wait on you if you want to do that. So well, you ain't got
to. Let me try one more time with this catching up garbage.
George with another jab. Callum with a jab, trading jab right now. Neither man has let the right hand go yet. Jab to the body by Groves. I like the herky jerky style of Groves. You never know when he's gonna come in. Ooh, nice right hand from Callum that snuck in. I'm at 148.7 in the first round. Jab to the body, double jab to the body. Hook misses by Groves. Double jab, not much action. Both fighters are just double jab for Groves. Nice double jab to the head.
Ain't working now. That's corny.
Ooh, nice right hand from Callum Smith. Let me know when to start playing, and I'll just pause my shit. Oh, nice. They test it up, test it up. The referee is breaking them up now. Okay. Coming down to the last minute of the first round.
That's sad. I missed the whole first round.
Jab. Oh, nice. Oh, nice body shot from Groves. Nice dig to the body. Still filling each other out. And that's a hard round to score right here. Jab to the head.
How many seconds you got in the round? I'm at 39, 38, 37.
I'm at 33, 32, 31. I'm pausing right quick. Let me know when you get 26. 26.
29, 28,
27, 26,
25.
24,
bet.
We synced up.
Finally. Jab to the body. Up and down. I like when they use up and down. Damn, man. Beat his ass, though. It's slowing down.
Jab to the head by Grove. Nice jab to the head.
Yep. I didn't expect him to be able to get land that jab so easily because he was so short. I thought.
Oh, nice hook from. Oh, nice combo at the end.
That's what I'm telling you, man. Callum is the lack of experience. Oh, good right hand. And oh. So punch combination by Callum to finish it at the end.
Four. Now it should be seen back up. Got George Groves in the corner, get some water.
Yeah, they just put the water to his mouth. But I'm telling you, my feed is no good. It's not the zone. I'm Chromecasting from my phone to my TV. I don't know.
Should just watch it on your computer right there in front of you.
Man, I gotta go find a password for this shit. I already got it saved in my app.
Sorry for the day, noise. People had to locate my smoking utensil. But started over round two, got Groves staring out. All right, round two commence. Nice jab. One thing George Groves does have is a good jab, and it's snappy. Another nice jab to the face. Working that jab. Nice little cross position. Nice jab to the face again by Groves. Jab up, jab down. Callum stalking. Let the right hand go, but it misses. George Groves come back with a nice little hook to the body. Callum tries a jab to the body, misses. George Groves tries a jab, misses.
All right, 152, 151, 150, where you at?
I'm at 205. How the hell you get in front of me?
Oh, my God. This is just insane at this point. You know what? Can you hear mine, or do I need to turn it down?
I hear it, and you turn it down. I'm at 139, 137,
136. Yeah, I'm at 128. All right, whatever, man.
This motherfucker.
Yo, that's what I always liked about Groves, man. If you go back to when, he fought Carl Froch, man, I used to say he's got so much rhythm in his body. Like, he's such a nice, slick fighter, bro. He's got a great sense of range, too. He just avoided that right hand. Callum looking to land that right hand. He just let it go again. Good block by Groves. Yo, Callum has crazy length.
Yes.
But he's respecting it. Oh, good jab. Feint and jab the shit out of Callum. So good jab by Groves. He respects the hell out of Groves. He must have felt the power already and that I haven't been able to see with all this fucking issues with the casting. Oh, good right hand by Callum. He countered him. Nice. He countered over the jab.
I just seen that. Damn it. I'm refreshing one last time.
You know, it's funny because George Groves says that Callum Smith, you know, kind of like Canelo, doesn't fight every minute of every round. And Callum Smith was like saying that he was leaving it. He was training extra hard because he didn't want to, you know, be one of those guys that, you know, on your world title, you didn't get it because you gassed
out. Yeah. Well, when the, What seconds are you at?
Bell just rang for me. They walk into the corner.
God damn, man. I'm like 9 seconds behind you. Eight. So.
I can wait for you.
Nah, that's cool, man. I don't want you to pause. Shit didn't fuck up again.
I'm at. Oh, I can't even say where I'm at. But I paused for a few seconds. Where you at now?
Callum just sat down.
Yeah, what numbers, though?
I can't see. Oh, 2 minutes and 24 seconds. 25. 27.
You must have passed me because I don't see no clock. I'm watching a replay, though.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, George avoided the right hand. Nice.
Yeah, so
we to the body. Look, I thought that Callum counted over the jab. He didn't. Nice.
It grazed him a little bit. Not really.
Yeah, whatever. I know the judges scored it, though.
Because George moved the head back, like he got hit. Have
the ability to watch the replay, so you know they scored it. If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit the thumbs up button. Hit the thumb button because you would enjoy the fact that we're doing a live stream for the George Groves versus Callum Smith fight. Fight that can only be watched on DAZN. So we're bringing you our live play-by-play. Fighters are back in the center of the ring for the beginning of round three. I have 2:54 on the clock. And what we have is a very good boxing match. We don't see any clinching. Barely these fighters' backs are against the wall. They're squaring this one out right in the center of the ring.
Both just landed good jabs on each other.
Groves just caught with a grazing 1-2. I was just about to say how he's able to conserve a lot of energy. While even though he's a little bit of a jittery fighter, he's able to keep Callum back just by extending his lead left hand. You know, again, I think Callum is showing an extensive amount of
respect
for Groves, but maybe we haven't seen what he has felt.
It's been a couple of good body shots that landed in the first round that maybe made him a little bit weary, but I don't know. I think this is just
I like Groves investing to the body with that stab jab, but he's you know, it's a bit slow. Oh, good right hand by Groves. He landed a 1-2. He's got Callum backing up little by little. Now he's popping him with the jab.
Yeah. Pop him again. Damn, three jabs in a row. Oh,
shit, Callum just fucking.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. He buckled his ass.
George Groves just landed an uppercut.
Oh, shit. Uppercut to the body from Callum.
The body
from hook. George Groves come back with a fucking combination.
Nice jab by George Groves. He gets out of the corner. Oh, man, that was good. Good recovery by Groves.
By both.
And good, attack by Callum. He's seen his man hurt, jumped on him. He definitely wobbled with him.
We hit him again with the right hand.
Yeah, he wobbled him with that right hand.
Jabbed him in the fucking face, man. He
just tried another right hand, and Groves blocked it and countered with the right uppercut to the body.
Groves look hurt. Groves looks hurt, man.
Does look a little, I would say, spent. Like he's getting a little. You see, he's getting a little wide.
Yeah,
I think.
Nice little combination from Groves to get out of the corner.
41, 40, 39. Where are you at?
40, 39. About 2 seconds behind you.
Good jab by Callum. That jab is so long, bro. Fucking George was extending his arm. Callum still landed that shit.
Yes, sir.
But Groves pretty slick, man, because with all the reach, all the right hands Callum throwing, he's not getting hit by many.
Is it the
body there? Borderline low for Groves, but he got it off. No warning from the ref. Good right hand there. In the clinch, another left little body shot, and Callum himself lands a good right hand to the body on the clinch.
Callum's been the aggressor. Now he's coming for Groves.
George doubled up the jab, cut the distance well, but he missed the big right hand. Those are the right hands that are going to tire him out for sure. You know, he's looping them, and they're not landing. They're winging. They're going to drain him if he doesn't get a handle on that. So we're going into the fifth round. Both fighters in the corner.
Fourth round.
Okay. Whoa. Callum really hurt him with that. But
he did.
I don't even know. Can you score for Callum simply because he staggered Groves? Because Groves was in control of that round up until that point, and then he got hurt, recovered, and you know, got control of the round again. I believe, in my opinion, he was still landing uppercuts to the body. Wow, that's that instant replay.
Yeah,
He had his tongue out. He was licking his lips and everything in the middle of fucking doing the Zab Judah.
And they said, hold on, let me make my damn lips chat right quick. Mm-mwah.
Made me want to lick my lips that much.
Boy, you hear me? I started the fourth round, I believe. You said fourth, okay.
55. Grove still with a very educated jab. Once in a while, he'll double it, still feigning and landing it. Very good. I'm surprised to see Callum with all this size and reach not really walking down the smaller Groves. I mean, this looks like David and Goliath, especially because of Groves' fighting style, the way that he crouches down so low. But I'm telling you, he's using that height height disadvantage to his advantage, Groves is, because as he crouches low, that torso of Smith is all open. And I'm telling you, Groves is having a field day with that lead stab jab.
And I don't know.
Big right hand by fucking Callum again.
Bam.
But Groves definitely took it better. But whoa, he's got his guard up. He's definitely trying to get his senses together.
Yeah. Ooh.
Damn. Does Groves get it out? I mean, get out of this fight. I mean, you know, every time Callum's landing that right hand, he's obviously being affected. He wasn't as hurt as the last round, but he kept his hands up as to say, let me make sure nothing else comes behind that right hand.
Absolutely.
Yo, the big issue is that lead left hand of Groves is so low. I mean, I'm surprised that Callum isn't letting more right hands go.
Maybe he's just been smart with it, because it looks like the right side of his face is a little marked up a little bit. Yeah. Oh,
Callum?
Yeah, Callum.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely is. Yeah, okay, now I see it. Now I see it. Yeah, now I see it. I always thought it like that last round, but I couldn't really see it. But now Callum stalking again, double jab, triple jab. He's
doing a lot of stalking.
Nice body shot from
him. It's more mental pressure, though, because he's not really letting the hands go that much, right? It's like he's walking him down.
Picking his shots.
Throwing those hands.
Yeah, he's not really letting his hands go.
He's just following him around.
George with a nice jab again.
Running out of things to do. Ooh, good right hand by George Groves.
Nice.
Partially blocked.
Callum. Double.
Callum is just sitting. I mean, he's taking the rest of this round off. We got 34 seconds in this round. He really hasn't let his hands go. Maybe he's sensing that fatigue. This is those spots that George Groves said Callum's, you know, doesn't fight in. He fights in spots, and sometimes he doesn't fight. And here he is, you know. He's mummying around the ring, just kind of following Groves, not letting those hands go. If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. Why? Because we are bringing you live commentary for the DAZN World Boxing Super Series right here in Saudi Arabia. Not that we're there.
Ooh,
we're
nice. Right hand from Callum.
Good right hand from Callum to end the round. But they're throwing water on him. Russ Abner letting him have it with sponges full of water as to say, wake up, kid. You let title shot slip away.
How do you know all these fucking trainers, like names and shit, cutting in and everything? I'm a
student of the game.
I see. I'm impressed. He just said his full name. Rub it. I didn't know who the fuck that guy was.
Well, now you know something else. Now you know that next time you see him, you're going to be like, oh, that's Lomachenko's trainer, too. Not head trainer. And Russ Abner is also the owner of Rival Boxing, which is the glove. Yeah, homie.
Look, they dropped a history lesson on me. Damn, shout out Russ Abner.
Shout out to Russ Abner, sponsor one of our TBV appreciation nights.
She might do it again. He dropped all that knowledge about him. Man, I learned something every day in boxing shit. Shout out to boxing. Start of round five. That white ring.
Coming right on out. Very energetic. Still hasn't let those hands go. I think I'm going to make a note this round to just count how many times he lets his hand go, and he still has not let one go. We're at 248, 247. No shots at all by Callum Smith. 240. No hands go. Not even a pawing jab. There goes one. Two punches he lets go. We're at 237. Two punches only thrown for Callum in the first 30 seconds of the opening round of the fifth. We're at 230. Still the same two punches. He just let a mini jab go. And another right hand. Now we're at four punches. Five, six. He's really not letting his hands go, I'm telling you. But George Groves keeping him with that high guard by letting the 1-2s go consistently, even if they land on the forearms. And as I'm talking, Callum has not let his hands go. We're still at 6 punches, and 1 minute has gone by in the ring. Count that as 7. He just let another jab go. 8 with a right hand, another right uppercut, plus a left. Ooh. We're at 11. He let 2 more jabs go, give him 13 for the round so far.
Another body shot from Groves.
He just balls with another one. Count him at 14.
Another body shot.
If you want to let his hands go this round, I don't know. 14 punches, and we're at a minute and 42. Now he extends his arms. Maybe he's feeling fatigue in the arms. Is this why he's not letting his hands go? Did he leave it in the gym? As I'm talking, he's still not letting his fucking hands go. George Groves needs to walk this guy down, take him out of here. Does he want to be here? Because he hasn't let his hands go again. We're still at 13 punches thrown for Callum Smith in the fifth fucking round. What is going on? He still hasn't thrown those punches. There's no injury, and he finally lets a jab go. Come on, 14, 15 now. We're talking 15 punches for this round, 16 with the right hand, 17 another jab, and he just ate 2 jabs by Groves. Let 2 of his own go. We're at 19 for Callum Smith, and it's 1 minute left in the round. How could you win a fight this way?
Don't look good for him, man. I don't know if he's tired, like you said, the fatigue in the arms and shit. I don't like that.
Those two punches were just jabs, and he misses the right hand. We're at 22 for Callum. And those 22 were ineffective. Nothing.
Exactly. Yeah, nothing good.
Nothing big. 36 seconds left. 20.
Ooh.
That was a right hand. He landed there.
Yeah, snuck in real quick.
What number was that? 23 or 24? But he landed that right hand, whatever 20 that was.
Yeah, it don't matter.
George Groves' attention.
Yes.
23. Oh!
Oh, it tripped him. He tripped him.
Off a trip, not a punch. Off a trip, not a punch. If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show. Lets us know you like these live fight chats. Callum Smith lets another jab go. We're around 24 to 26 punches thrown for Callum, and there's only 5 seconds left. Still has his hands in his pocket. How can he win? He walks to the corner, and they're throwing more water on him. Russ Abner with more water. Wake up, kid. You're slipping. You're not going to be able to take that wooden WBC title home if you don't let your hands go.
What you got to score right now?
Well, you know I'm not scoring.
Me either. I mean, I'm just watching the fight.
I was watching the fight. I mean, but the last 2-3 rounds have been all Groves, right?
Absolutely, because Callum ain't through shit since that little flurry he had in the, I want to say, second round. Because third round, he didn't really do much. And the fourth round, he definitely didn't do shit. Fifth round, either. So this,
who do you got winning? Let us know. I definitely got George Groves winning. You know what I'm saying?
Me too.
He won the first round. I can't even say he won the first round.
I caught that
freezing trying to fucking stream it to my TV.
Basil Lomachenko, yes. Callum Smith and Liam Smith are brothers. That's why they have that autism thing.
The one that Javante beat is the third brother.
I did beat him.
Yeah, it was three Smiths, right?
Yeah.
Callum. I don't know, man.
Rob, help us out, Rob, when you hear our voice. Oh, nice right hand from Callum. Snuck in again.
Callum coming in now, but he's still, I'm telling you, it's far too much respect. He's going to be mad. I hope I get to see him. I'm like, bro, what was up, man? You just didn't let your hands go. 6 more to go. Groves looking like the ring generalship.
Nice body shot.
Ring general, excuse me. 1-2 by Groves. Right hand lands to the body, followed up by another right hand to the body, followed with a nice jab to the side of Callum Smith's face, followed by another jab to the body. Groves is just, he's on one today. He's looking good, bro.
Yes, sir. Every time he got buzzed earlier.
It's still low, the left hand. I don't like it that low.
That's how you fight, though.
Yeah, it is how he fights. He's doing what he's doing right now. That's for sure.
I think the reason why he keeps it so low, the motherfucker raised up like a harpoon and just fire, you know what I'm saying, real fast instead of having it already out. That's my take on it. Maybe I could be wrong, but that's just how it looks.
I just like the way that he moves. You know what I mean? Like, he's always so slick. You know, I hate that Carl Froch humbled him. I mean, you got to watch George Groves before Carl Froch. He was a shit talker.
Yes.
And I hate that Carl Froch humbled him because he still got those skills.
Yeah.
But he realized he wasn't the biggest puncher that he thought he was. He's got power. Oh, fuck.
Ooh.
Callum Smith landed a nice right hand, and I don't know. I didn't like the way that it looked when it landed on George Groves, even though he's reacting well now.
He's moving, bro.
Another jab. You see, he's got a very educated jab. The issue is, can he keep that stamina up for 12 rounds, peppering Callum with it? And it just keeps getting lower and lower. I see it now past the waistline.
You got good feints, too. Good, okay. Good movement. Yeah,
bro, that's the rhythm movement that he got. You know, he looks – you know who looks like him? Or rather – similar. I didn't even want to say it. They're gonna give me shit.
Bro. Nah, man, go and say it, bro. Fuck it.
Like Canelo, right?
The movement, jittery. Yeah. I can see that. Not saying that.
Not the jittery, just the lateral waist movement. You know what I mean? Like the good fucking
body shot.
Body by George Groves.
Caught him with a hook. Back to the body.
You know, that's his bread and butter, the left hook.
As soon as he caught him with that hook, George Groves went to the body and Callum like, damn.
No, but that right hand is hurting Groves too. He's got to stop overcommitting. Every time Callum lands a big shot, he wants to pay him back. He's overcommitting. His back foot even came off the ground. He's got to stop. He's got this already. He's up on rounds at the very least. Look at the way he's beautifully doing up and down with the jab. Right hand to the
body. I'm telling you, bro. That right hand to the body is having a big fucking effect, man. I'm telling you.
Skill disparity there, man. This is what happens when these young guys want to sit around and wait for that title shot and not really get in there with any good, not that they're not getting in there with anyone good, but like, get in there with decent level opposition as to not disrupt whatever plan you and your promoter have. But sometimes those fights give you the experience necessary, man. And right now I see Callum Smith, even though he's performing well, I don't see him winning. And I see him running out of ideas, kind of not knowing what to do. And that's lack of experience, in my opinion. That's not being on this stage. But he could turn it all around because every time he lands flush, he's changing things for Groves.
Yeah, it makes him making Groves like.
On the other hand, where Groves is landing flushly, especially to the body, it's really not seeing any effect at all yet.
I'm telling you, man, watch how he reacts when George Groves touches him to the right hand to the body.
Augustus Berg says it's not on DAZN. I have DAZN. My friend, it's absolutely on DAZN. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Not DAZN Twitter. The guy's tripping.
Oh, shit. They're saying it's BT Sports pay-per-view over there? How the hell BT Sports get it?
I don't know. I thought ITV would have it.
I know I got it on DAZN. Oh, big right hand by Callum Smith hits George Groves in the kind of the back of the neck. He makes him stumble backwards. Got his hands up. He's on the ropes. Yes. And now Callum is laying it on him. But what's Groves playing possum? Lands an uppercut body shot. He's been landing that all night, Mike.
And makes him back up every time.
72 thumbs up when we got so many people watching. Are you kidding me?
Don't be so disrespectful now.
Uh-oh. No knockdown, and Callum Smith hits the canvas again. What was that?
If you listen to us right now on YouTube and you like what you're hearing, please smash the thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show.
Bayside Boxing said, I'm paid by DAZN. Don't listen to me. I wish DAZN pays me, okay? I wish anybody who promotes boxing pays me because that's what I'm doing, promoting boxing, okay? I watch this sport.
Absolutely. Love this sport, man. Shout out to boxing.
You know, it's funny, bro. I get shit from everybody, bro. Like, you learn quickly. You can never please everyone because it's like, in the beginning, it was like, oh, Ness doesn't watch the Euro fights. Oh, mm-hmm. Ness doesn't care about Euro guys. Oh, Ness calls them Euro bums. Ooh. Now I'm doing a Euro fight. It's like, oh, you're a DAZN. Oh!
Whoa! One from Cal, they traded one. Oh! Callum Smith is going in. Left, right. Oh, uppercut. Hold, George. Oh, he took a knee. He hit him while he was down.
Oh, shit. He ain't getting up.
Shit. We got Jordan. He got Groves fucked up. He shook his head. No. And I knew.
What the fuck?
And I knew.
He shook.
Kyle Smith, baby.
I said it, bro. He kept hitting him and hurting him like, it looked like it was a matter of time. Fuck. And Callum Smith is signed to Eddie Hearn. Watch out. DAZN. He's gonna be posting pretty soon. DAZN welcomes Callum Smith.
Shout out Joe Gallagher, the trainer of Callum Smith, too, man. He do a great job.
He turned it around. He turned kind of around right. because let me tell
you. Not really, Cap. That
cards. He was down on the cards.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, every time he would hit George with that right hand, George had adverse reaction to it. So
yeah,
I mean,
yeah. No, right hand and the left hook, bro. Yeah. He's got power. He's got good power. But Groves is old, man.
Yeah.
He was looking good, but I'm just saying, like, Groves took shots better in the past, even though I can't say that, right? Frotch put him out. Listen, it's a good win for Callum. Groves was a champion. He was winning on the cards. He came from behind, so it's definitely,
body shot.
You know, defeating adversity for sure. Oh,
damn. Ooh.
With him, bro. It was their left hook, bro.
Yeah, That's what they called it, the left hook.
That's that Dylan White, though, Brain.
As soon as you fucking catch it, pow, you let it go.
Damn, bro. He hit him with that right hand when Groves took the lead, man.
I told you.
He probably could have fucking got up had he not got hit with that second.
Bam. Hit. He caught it and he threw it.
Damn, bro. But Groves got a chin, bro. What a fucking
yeah. Ooh, left hook again. Uppercut. Yo, body shot. Uppercut, body shot.
I like Callum the way he mixed it up, too. You see how he hook, uppercut. You know, right hand. He mixed it up. He went under. He went up over the top.
That nigga, he hit him with that fucking catch and shoot, bro. That is impressive. I like that fucking punch. Damn, my shit buffer. My shit. Okay.
Yo, listen, I'm watching this replay. Okay, it's the left. It's the left. You see.
Damn.
The uppy gets blocked.
Uppy, right there. Bam.
Body shot.
Bam. Uppercut,
left hook. Straight.
Uppercut, left hook. Bam.
I think, you know.
Oh, yeah, he hit him while he was down.
That first left hook was all that it was, bro.
He caught it.
Yeah.
He caught it. Let it go. Bam. Oh, that shit is pretty, man. Wow. That shit is pretty, man. Yo,
look at Groves, homie. He didn't go down.
Damn right.
From that shit.
He got up from old damn me car French punch.
Counter. Beautiful counter by Callum. Wow.
The uppercut is nice, too. Wow. Man. Body shot.
Yo, how you block with the same hand? And punch with it. That's some Andre Ward shit. That was sweet.
That's some Jamel Charlo shit and some Dylan White kind of shit too. Remember Dylan White caught Parker when he knocked Parker down?
Good. That was good. I mean, listen, it's an impressive comeback win.
Oh, yes.
But
I'm thoroughly impressed.
I don't know if he can do this to everybody. You can't come back from behind on everybody. You know, he was running. I felt like he was running out of things to do in there.
What's the bigger question, though? Yeah.
It's a beautiful stoppage. Beautiful stoppage. 100% credit. Beautiful stoppage. But Groves was winning on the cards, and Groves was really keeping him baffled with that jab.
Where do you rate Groves' chin in the super middleweight division?
Man, I just rate Groves as a good fighter, bro. He's had a great career at this point. You know, after Frotch dethroned him, and I'm not saying that he had a title when Frotch fought him. I'm just saying. That's when Frotch, like I said, Frotch humbled them.
Yes, sir.
Jonathan Fish said Nessie was it was close. He wasn't losing. Why? But he was losing on the cards. That's all that mattered. He was losing on the cards. Like, whether you want to say, yeah, but maybe another judge would have it, that's okay. But you and I were scoring it for Groves winning. You know, so this knockout, he came from behind. I'm not saying he needed it. There was still what, 7 rounds left? Excuse me. 5 rounds left, 4 rounds left. But, like, you know, he came from behind. But
now this is kind of odd, though. This fight was for the Ring Magazine belt, too.
I mean, these guys all were in a tournament where they fought each other. And the other super middleweights are who?
David Benavidez and the guy from Top Rank. Sorry if I'm fucking missing. Exactly. His name.
Look, you don't even got to tell me. Both of those guys haven't fought anybody. Callum Smith, with this win, has a better resume than David Benavidez, and better than Gilberto Ramirez.
Yeah.
So
Medina
and with this win, he got a better resume than Eubank Jr.
Yeah.
He beat the guy that beat Eubank. Yeah. Like, you know, Callum just propelled himself right now. Porky Medina, Caleb Plant, Benavidez. He's the cash cow now because not only is he the champ, he's from the UK. He signed to Eddie. They got the funds.
Yeah, you know,
they got the funds. They're going to make you come across the pond, homeboy.
Absolutely.
They're going to make you come across the pond. But shout out to Callum Smith. Got the win coming from behind. Looked impressive with the catch and shoot. If you're watching this on YouTube, hit that thumbs up button. You can hit it in the future, present, or past. Prince Nassim Hammed is giving him the ring title. He just strapped it around him. Is that the ring? Yeah, that's the ring. Not
that's the ring. Yep, that's the ring belt.
Is that the WBA Super though? Because that you know the WBA Super.
Yeah, that's the WBA Super. WBA Super.
No. I know the black one is the WBA.
Yeah.
But I'm saying the WBA Super belt looks exactly like that Ring Magazine belt.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
I thought the WBA Super belt looked like the WBA, but just like had some different shit on the front.
Nah, that black WBA is like the regular.
Nah, that's a super title.
I mean, yeah, one version of it says super title, but when you get that, I learned it from Danny Garcia. When you get that, they give you the other one.
Oh, okay. Okay. Like cool. Okay, cool. Yeah, cool. Cool.
Trophy and everything.
Yeah, trophy. Nice.
Yo, funny how he got that WBC strapped up. I'm telling you, fighters love that green belt. Look, they keep trying to throw that ring belt on him. He don't even got the grab that. Look, he said it.
Hey, that belt on me, man. I want that shit on me. I get a picture with Ali's
daughter. Just not seeing how mad. Man, they could have made that trophy look a little bit better, right? It's a little dull. The gold is dull looking, right? It's like matte luster on. I don't know. Looks,
you know, I mean, hey. Maybe it'll look better next year. Maybe they'll put a little bit more bling on it.
I'll tell you where it's going to look good at in his house.
You goddamn right.
That trophy case. You hear me? That's big as hell, though. Damn, that's half. That's
half his body.
Half his body.
That shit like 3 feet tall. Goddamn. That's, man, that was a good little, that was a good little scrap, though. Shout out to motherfucking Callum Smith, man. Coming through like a true warrior.
Bro, Eddie Hearn got lucky right there. Now he got another champion. Look at his smile. Look at Eddie smiling in the back. Yo, the haters gonna hate. The haters gonna hate on Eddie. Yo, I got some pain to bring to Eddie. I'm trying to catch him in Chicago, man.
Well, y'all gonna ambush Eddie in motherfucking Chicago. I thought you gonna get to him in motherfucking Boston. He said, no, fuck
I'm gonna get him in Boston too.
I think I got to get Frank too.
Look at Bayside. Bayside is the number one DAZN hater.
What did he say?
Ness and Mike. No, he said, Kaz, Ness and Mike are the two. He said, at Kaz. He's telling Kaz. He said, Ness and Mike are two of the 6,000 subscribed to DAZN. The rest of the smart Americans watch for free. No DAZN.
Okay. Hope you ain't got no motherfucking MacBook watching that shit.
He right on a PC. Yo, trying to hate on Eddie, watching on a PC, gonna have to end up paying the Geek Squad.
You hear me? Don't call him out there. Like, hey, man, I got this bitch on my computer coming up with titties everywhere. I cannot get it off me.
Oh, shit, you ain't got a Mac? Oh, you fuck. I don't even fuck around with links if I ain't got no Mac, bro.
My
voice is not that high. But you admitted that it is high, so you do sound like Bayside Boxing. Here I am.
I love the zone in the UK. Man, you can't even get the zone in the UK. What the fuck you talking about?
Yo. Nah, I ain't
hey, even, hey, Kaz, man, you got to pause that, bro. You say you got Bayside back. Oh, hey, I ain't got no problem. You
got his bed back.
Yeah, I ain't got no problem with the LGBT community. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, Kaz. Put a little pause in it, baby.
Wow, you guys are funny.
I got his back.
Oh, he's strapped up. He got all them belts on right now, talking greasy. You listening to what he's saying? Because I'm not.
Man, I ain't listening to nothing he's saying, man. I just want him to fight motherfucking Benavidez next.
I mean, you know.
But you know they're going to give him a
bank fight or some shit first.
Nah, they'll give him a hometown fight in Liverpool, where he's from. Or I think he's from Liverpool. If I'm not mistaken, they'll give him a hometown fight. And
yo, check out OK Damn. I only heard about DAZN last week. Fuck is that shit? Well, that's where we just watched the World Boxing Super Series and where we'll get to watch the New Orleans champion Regis Progress. Is he a champion or do he got a wood belt like Callum?
Who?
No. Act like you don't know.
Who you talking about?
Dude, you was drinking and taking pictures with.
He got an interim belt.
What color is it? Is it wood, silver, diamond? What?
Oh man, it's a WBC interim title. That's it. Ain't no wood or nothing on it. Why you been so disrespectful, man? Now he's in a tournament. You know what I'm saying? To like, cause Jose didn't want to fight him right away, so he had to go to a tournament and get the other belts.
Yo, check out. Yeah, I'm gonna do a live fight chat for a damn big baby Miller. Fuck you talking about.
Oh shit, they gonna give us hell for that one, bro.
Yo, I'm gonna do a live fight chat for that one. Listen, if you're watching this, hit the thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show. If you enjoy me and Mike's camaraderie and back and forth banter, talking boxing, help support our movement over on Patreon. Me and him are both trying to head on out to Boston for the Demetrius Andre trip, fight versus Billy Joe, as well as a Washington, D.C. trip that will be 9 hours from Boston to the unified and I was about to say undisputed, but he's not. Unified junior middleweight champion, Jared Herd. So if you're down with that, head on over to patreon.com/theboxingvoice. Sign up and join the movement.
Don't forget now. Don't forget somebody to start camp this month, right?
Yeah. We got to go to Deontay October 8th. So if you want your questions answered or asked, you better head on over to patreon.com/theboxingvoice. Sign up because we will be putting out that Ax Deontay post as we head to Alabama, Tuscaloosa for camp life.
You're going October 8th, man. Ain't this some shit?
Yeah, it's around the 8th or something like that. I mean, you know, I'm going to work it out, but I don't know because I know one dude who's already going to be sparring with them is Mike Polite Coffee. He's coming at a whole different time. And he's only coming for a week. So, like, I kind of want to go the 8th to see who's there and then try to come back during that week that he's there. Like I said, I want to come back as much as possible, bro.
I feel you.
This is the biggie. This is the biggie one. But anyway, tune into the channel. Subscribe right here at youtube.com/theboxingvoice. And don't forget to hit the notification bell so you can get notified every time we go live because this is like our second or third show today. 20th this week. We're going hard. Yeah. I'm your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Mike.
Tell a friend to tell a friend about us at The Boxing Voice. You can find me on Twitter at Gross2312 or on IG at Gross1911. Big shout out to George Groves for being a true champion, man. You know what I'm saying? Giving out a tough interview right now. And another big shout out to Calvin Smith for doing what he said he was going to do.
All right, brother. Peace.
Peace out.